State Superintendent Tony Evers says rural schools have some unique challenges. Bus rides are longer, technology can lag behind urban schools, and operation budgets are tighter. Evers is proposing allocating $33.5 million in the state's next budget to help rural schools out. That amount is nearly 20% more than the current allocation. Evers says the schools have done their part.
I think our rural schools have done a great job of finding efficiencies all across the board, and I think it's time for the state to step up and make sure they don't perish.
The help would be welcomed, but officials in rural districts say the state needs to find a better way to fund schools. Craig Semmingson is the superintendent of the Oliva Strum School District in western Wisconsin. He says it's hard for rural school districts to thrive if they're relying on local property taxes alone.
If so many schools have to go to referendum to pay the bills, that's just an indication that I believe that there's a problem with the funding system and the increase in high transportation costs or aid will certainly help, but I don't think it solves the bigger picture problem.
Evers' request for an increase in rural school aid is just that, a request. The Department of Administration, the governor's office, and lawmakers must sign off first. The governor will unveil his proposed budget on February 20th. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.